Okay. So the Gemara picks up with the next suya, which a little bit connects to what we spoke about last week with the shokel or shiklo, but the Gemara introduces a new issue, machzir lo avidasa. So you're able to be machzir in aveda for a mudr hana. So there's a machlokes pligi baravami varavasi. The machloek is Ravami Ravasi, Chadam or Loshano Elebishenichse Machzir Asurin al Balaveda. We only are talking about when the recipient is mutter, but rather the giver is Asur. Why? Dechimahadele, midem denafshe kamahadele, because I'm not giving him anything that's not his. So Mamela, I'm not giving anything from the Machzir. So the Nichse Machzir is irrelevant to this situation. I'm just giving something that's his. So zok the Gemara, but if the nichse balaveda is also on the machzir, so memela, you have a situation that the machzir is getting hana from the nichse balaveda. Why? Because now, by the fact that I'm oisik in the mitzvah of hashavas aveda, I have a teretz, I have an excuse on why I'm not going to give a pruta to the ani that's going to ask me, which is what's known as the pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef. It's interesting that this is a shas sugya, and the Gemara has a machlekes Rabban Rav Yosef about what the nature, which is a shayla alocha lemaisa, comes up. What is the nature of a shomer aveda? Is a shomer aveda chayev? What's an afkamina? Is he shomer chinam or is he shomer socher? You can have. You can have these like business halacha news weeks about this. You know, I don't know what his names are. We went to ask Rabbi Dayan, you know what I'm talking about? So you have a guy, he picks up an aved, he picks up a watch, he's holding it for the guy, he sent up the things, and suddenly there was some sort of nezek that happened to it. But so if it's a gneva of aved, so mele, if he's a shomer socher, so then he's chayev. So if he's a shomer chinam, so he's pater. He's only chayiv if he's pesheya. So that's the big nafgamino, what the nature of that's machlik is Rabbi Rav Yosef. How do you see a shomer socher over here? There it is, I get tzchar. What do you get tzchar out of? The pruta, the Rabbi Yosef, that I'm going to be potter from. That's Rav Yosef thought is already considered a shomer socher. Wild chiddush of Rav Yosef. And that's the coin the name, no pun intended, coin the name, pruta, the Rabbi Yosef. And the other day I said, no, it's not considered to be usr even if nichse balaveda are usr. Why? Because pruta de Rabbi Yosef is not shchiach. So we have to get back to that line. What does that mean? It's not shchiach, and why should that have any relevance? So that's a very important line to analyze. Then the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara quotes a second version on Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Ika demasilu v'hai lishna, pliga barav ami v'rav asi, chadam or loyshan ala b'shenichse balaveda asurin al machzer, umishum shut pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef. No, one day it holds, it's only when the nichse balaveda are asur al machzer, because pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef loyshchiach, right? So therefore it's not asur. Aval nichse machzer asurin al balaveda pum paket. Nichze machzer surin al balaveda. Why? Lei mahadele mishum deko mahanele. Pum faker from what the Gemara said here. The Gemara on Lama Gimel Mebeis said what? Midim denafshik mahadele. He's giving him his own aveda. That's what am I? I'm not giving him any nechosim. Over here, the Gemara is presenting a version that no, I'm actually giving him something. What are you giving him? What are you giving him? So the Ran says over here, I'm giving him his property. And I'm giving him something additional because his property could have gotten huzak. Zok deran aval benichse, the second wide line. V'adav tvei miparei alechayvet dekamamti lebiyadei, because I'm giving it something in his hand. V'loy dekamahadele efshar deposta mine legamre. It really was shaykh, and saveda would have gotten damaged. So now I'm taka giving it to him. Whereas the Gemara originally thought that wasn't the case. Now the Gemara is presenting a new version that is the case.
Right, he says, midim
denafshe kamahadele, he's saying, loy mahanele midi, El shemavriach nezek aved asu me'olav.
It should have been enough just to say you're not giving him any hana.
Right.
Why is he also focusing?
Oh, beautiful, excellent, right. So the Ran clearly, so what Joe's pointing out is that the Ran should have just stopped there, that you're not giving him a chefta. Joe wants to know, why didn't the Ran just stop and say, below mahana limidi? I didn't give him anything. So clearly the Ran is alluding to that, no, you are giving him something. But that additional, and Vaharaya, the Gemara even presents the reversed option in the Gemara on Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. But the Ran saying over here at this juncture in the Gemara, the Gemara assumed like that was just a regular din of Mavriach Ari that we were going to pater like the last sugya says. Mavriach Ari is a grama, it's an indirect hana, and therefore you're not actually giving anything substantial. Oh. If you look at the Lashon of the Rosh, in Meidim de Nafshika Mahadrele, the Rosh says a totally different shot. Mitzvah ba'alma ka'ovid v'loy mahana le'midi. That's why I was saying this a little bit connects to last week's sugya of Shoykalo Yeshiklo, because that was actually the exact same terminology that the Rosh used when it came to Shoykalo Yeshiklo, that the Rosh says that it's just because of mitzvah denavshele. And the truth is that's the Gemara and Ksubis. The Gemara and Ksubis says both by Shoykalo Yeshiklo and Machzir Lo Avedelso is because it's a mitzvah ba'alma. So what is the reason that you're being matir? Is it because of the mitzvah? Or is it because I'm not actually giving him anything? So that's the kasha with the two versions of the sugyas. The Gemara seems to be presenting different inyanim. So it could be that a little bit connected to what Joe was saying, that there really is two inyanim that are going on over here. Number one, in the object that I'm giving him, the cheftza that I'm giving him, there's no new hana that I'm adding because it's made in the nashe, because this is his object. But one could have argued that what? But you were tereach. You put in a heavy burden to be shomer the aveda, to go after the aveda. So what's the heter on that? So one could argue that maybe that's the mitzvah is going on all of the tircha that I'm doing on your behalf to help out. And I think if you see that in Lashon and the Namukhi Yosef, I think he's alluding to these two inyanim. The Namukhi Yosef says on our daf, in the back of the Gemara, it's Dira Maschel Medim Denavshe. It's on page 22 in the Ozul Hadar. So he writes, Medim Denavshe b'sheloi nene b'avidasur sheyechzelo mishelo. Mishelo yunene ki afal pishay setoa b'derech v'nafka k'tzas mirishuso. Lo yotzo mirchezkaso. Meaning it's still his item. It's still in his rishus. Umidin memono. And from his mamon. V'i mishom may detorech. Hi, b'mayda azar enafshe avid mishum mitzvah delay mishlicha v'agira rachmana. And if you'll tell me what do you mean? But I'm not giving him the object. His object was always his, and it was always his mamon. But by the way, that's very important, not for our sugyas, but the Nemuk Yosef is assuming that an aveda is birshus the bailim always. That's a very big. There's a whole Imre Moshe that discusses that. What's the nature of an Aveda when it's outside the Rishos of the Bailim? But he's clearly saying that it was always in my Rishos. Says the Mugi Yosef, but that's not everything. You're also being Matriach for him. You're also doing a lot of effort for him. So what's the heter on giving him that? On that, the Mugi Yosef says, that's Mitzvah Ba'alma. So the Rush was combining, or I don't know, maybe the Rush held something else. But the fact that there are two versions in the Gemara, according to the Namukhi Yosef, is not necessarily a problem, because there actually are two issues that we have to resolve. One is, what about the object that you're giving him? So that's what the Gemara says. No, that's his. That's made him the Nafshe. What about my Tircha? So that's the Gemara in Ksubas. That's what the Rosh is quoting. That's what's mitzvah ba'alma. Could be that the Rosh held mitzvah alone resolves everything. But then that's a little bit, and that makes this Gemara a little bit lavdafka, which the Rosh clearly is lavdafking. on the because he's commenting on the lashon of midin denafshe kamadale. He's saying that that alludes to what the Gemara in Ksuba says mishum mitzvah denafshe. But clearly the Megillas is saying that no, I need both. I need both because there are two issues that I need to resolve. I want to juxtapose this to the opinion of the Rashba. And this Rashba is very important to carry with you throughout this parak. Because the Rashba has an entirely different pshat in our Gemara. And the Rashba has a running machlokes with Shita Saran on this very issue that's going to Chaf Nafkaminas in many different sugyas in the fourth parak. The Rashba asks, oh really? So if it's a mitzvah, everything's okay? Machzer avidoso, right? Like the Rishonim are saying, so if it's a mitzvah, he presents Rishonim that are saying, since it's just a mitzvah, and his kavanah is to do the mitzvah, so memela, the fact that the person's getting anah, that's okay. So the Rashba asks, I sent it in the WhatsApps if you want to see, but I could just read you his lashon. Umiyo kashili. The Gemara later on in Daf Mem Gimel says, Hayu ma'alchin ba'midbar, there were two people that were walking in the desert, ve'ein lo mayochol, and the other guy doesn't have anything to eat. It's not noisin la'acher mishumatonavim ein sham acher maniach alasela. Lamalei kulehai. What's the big deal? Why can't it be just be like a machzer aveda that as long as your impetus is for a mitzvah, that it's not going to be a problem? Litin lemiyad liyad. Give it to him in his hand. Demai shnomi mevakir becholio. Why is it different than a biker cholim that's doing a mitzvah? Damahanu mamish vafilu hoki b'makom mitzvah shari. So I understand, asked the Rashba, do we say that there's no Isser by a Mudr Ano when he's doing a mitzvah, or do we not say? Like Manavsha. The Gemara sounds like steers all over. V'hachanami, mitzvah kovid. Demutal, when a guy needs food, demutal alav lefarneso. Dahu afilu ba'ani. This is stucco. A guy needs food, you have to support him. The guy's dying for food. V'odahi shaita de'in lo mayochal. At that time, that he doesn't have anything to eat. Anihu. That's considered an ani. So Zot the Rashba, and he says, "V'yesh loymer the time of the cholhani the amrinu the b'makom mitzvah shari v'shaloy b'makom mitzvah aser lav mishum mitzvah." There is no heter called, oh, if you're doing it for a mitzvah. He's arguing with like many rishonim here, rishonim in Ksubis that understand that when you're doing something for a mitzvah, so the memela, that's going, your kavanah is not to be mahana the person, your kavanah is for the mitzvah, like we saw last week by Shokol Shiklo. Now, Rishonim apply it to Machzir Avidoso, I'm not getting involved in Hano, I'm not, ignore my impetus right now is to be Mekayim a mitzvah. Says the Rashba, that's false. There is no such halacha like that, and I'll prove it to you, says the Rashba. Because Nedarim Archalim Aldvar Mitzvah, like we learned in the second parak. So the Rashba says the fact that your impetus and your reasoning is to be mekayim a mitzvah shouldn't help. The neder should overpower that. So the Rashba, so then if that's the case, and nedar mar chalam advar mitzvah, so what is the pshat in all of these sugyas? So says the Rashba, el taima de milsa, listen, de mishum de mistoma b'mokom mitzvah de nafshe lo adre. Says the Rashba, there's an umdina that when you're trying to be when your reasoning is to be mekayim a mitzvah, and that matzav, the neder was never established to begin with. There was no kavanas hanoider b'makom mitzvah. It's not because there's a heter built into the neder that it doesn't exist b'makom mitzvah. No. And according to the Rashba in Echanami, if I say explicitly, and I even want the neder to be chal b'makom mitzvah, I hate you so much, I don't want to be neder from you at all. In Echanami, it's chal. The Rashba saying all of these sugyas that the reason why it's mutter is because mistoma b'makom mitzvah, there was never any neder. So then the Rashba continues and he says, if so, now I'm stuck with the Gemara and Daf Lamed Daled. Because the Gemara and Daf Lamed Daled says, V'im tomer im kein, manda omer hocha b'shenichse machzer asurin al balaveda lo mahader lei, why? Mishum dekom mahani lei, ki mahani lei mai havi. What's the problem? If I'm telling you, says the Rashba, that that b'makom mitzvah there was never a neder. So even if I'm being mahaneh him, so what? What's the ikka da amri in the Gemara? Says the Rashba, listen carefully. Says the Rashba, Yishlomer the hosam hu mishum da achar gmar mitzvosa yahane ze mach masachazara da hainu avudaso shehi muchzeres etzla. Says the Rashba, you're right. At the time of the mitzvah and for the mitzvah, to be machzirit, there was no violation of the neder, and that was not the kavanas hamadir. Masha'enkin, by the aveda, he lives with this aveda now. He has his gold watch forever and ever.
Rav Yosef is over already.
What?
The Rav Yosef is over at that point. No?
So what? So now, but now being that's the Gemara says the kamahanilei. That's the problem. Kamahana, no, this is the opposite. The machzir is usher. I'm not being nana from the Aveda. It's the opposite version. Gemara and Lamedal. So the Gemara is saying that it's usher because he's being mahana the Baal Aveda. So the Rashba is saying, but what do you mean? The umdino is that there was never an iser b'makom the mitzvah. Says the Rashba, but there, he's being mahana them after the mitzvah. He's going to have his Aveda forever and ever. So that's where the Rashba says, that's why the neder is usher. Ein echanami. The makom mitzvah wouldn't have been a problem. At the time of Achzaras HaAveda, wouldn't have been a problem. But since there's a lasting effect from the Achzaras HaAveda, that now it's muchzer to the Bible, and that now he has a continuous hana that exists, la'achar, the kiyum ha-mitzvah, so memela, that is going to be asar out to the mudr hana.
Why is not the same thing about like the ani who needs food? It's like,
if
I give him food...
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So that's exactly what the Rashba continues. The Rashba says, exactly, that's the end of the Rashba. So he says, Masha'en came b'mavakir, he says, but this is not the case when you're doing Bikr Cholim. She'en hana oso nimsheches achar gmar mitzvoso. Bikr Cholim is a heter, just like I'm saying, that there wasn't any das, and there's no hana nimsheches, so maybe it's not osir. Okay. Aval noisin stoka la'oni la'achar gmar mitzvaso da'haynu la'achar nesinoso mishanem inei amudr v'haynu nami. That's exactly his answer. V'haynu nami d'l'chuli amav mokum sh'noitlon ala schar osir. So benotlin schar la'oni, benotlin schar la'oni, that's exactly the issue. That he's going to now have food and he gets a hanoah afterwards. Good. The Ran, in each of those sugyas, disagrees with the Rashba. The Ran understands that ein echanami. Hanos mitzvah is a heter. When, let's explain, like some of the Rishonim say, when my impetus is to do the mitzvah, as long as there is no direct momon that is being nitan miyad liyad. Which means the following. The Ran is of the opinion that if it's just a grama, if it's just mavriach hari, like the Ran says over here, and I'm doing it to be mekayim a mitzvah, so then that's going to be mutter. That's hachzaras aveda. That's what the Ran says on Lamed Tes by Bikur Cholim. The Ran's lashon is mishum demavakir mitzvah denafshei avil. Unehi the choyle mishani memelo, the Ran on the top of Lam Tesla Aleph. Shari, since it's ano de memelo, so memelo in such a situation, mitzvahs are het mutter. Exactly like the Ran saying over here. You're doing a mitzvah, but you're doing a mitzvah with hano de memelo, mavriach hari, that's going to be mutter. Where is it going to be aser? Zok the Ran, oni. Nisina liad liad. When you're actually giving me momon, even if it's a kiyum mitzvah, there's now new ischachus of momon that I'm actually getting that I didn't have something that you're directly giving me. Miyad liad, even b'makom mitzvah, that's going to be usher. So that's the way the Ran's going to learn the Gemara on Mem Gimel. That's why it's usher. Mitzvah helps as long as the hano is hano de memela. So memela, when the hano is going to be direct, the Ran's going to say it's usher. What's going to be the nafkamina between the Rashba and the Ran? We're going to see later. Where is this Gemara? A mem aleph, a doctor. A doctor is going to be the nafkamina. If there's going to be a heter, even in situations where I'm giving you my medicine, or is it only if it's your medicine? The Gemara has a case where you have a mudra ana and you need a doctor to heal him. So according to the Rashba, so that's going to be mutter. There's no hana and emsheches, says the Rashba. And memela, the mitzvah, but also kavona, they never were asering. So the Rashba writes, whether or not it's my medicine or your medicine, it doesn't make a difference. It's a heter gomer. The Ran writes on that Gemara, no. If it's my medicine, and I'm actually delivering it to you, so then that's going, the heter of the mitzvah is not going to help. That's going to be tantamount to what? To the sugya of ani, where the Ran says the heter of mitzvah is not going to help. So Joe, what you're pointing out, and this idea of the Nemuki Yosef of the combination, there has to be two svaras over here. It has to be that your impetus is to do a mitzvah, and what? And only if the Hanoh is Hanoh de Memela, is it going to be mutter. And that's exactly what changes from Lamed Gimel Amud Beis to Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. According to the Ran, that what transformed was that the Ran says is that this day of the Gemara, this version of the Gemara, this Ika de Masni of the Gemara, viewed the Aveda, since it would have gotten damaged, is as if it's what? Now you're being Mekayim a mitzvah of Noisin Mamoinoi. Now you're giving me something that I didn't have, and that's exactly what now breaks the limitations of now doing a mitzvah. Mitzvahs can help sometimes, but now if your mom is giving it miyad liyad, that's not going to help. Whereas the Rashba, the Rashba throughout the entire Perek, approaches mitzvahs, approaches all of these inyanim by a mudr ana in a totally different way, which now is going to set up a running machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba of how to understand many of the sugyas that we're going to approach that really emanates out of this sugya of Hashavas Aviv. That's just an important nakuda, a little complex, about how the sugyas here in Tzubis play out with each other, and then what is the heter when you're being a mekayim a mitzvah? How far does that go? Can that even apply where there's going to be direct hanah miyad liyad? Yeah.
I'm sorry to go back. I'm not really following the difference between the two. I'm hearing both.
According to the Rashba, it makes no difference by a kiyum a mitzvah whether or not you're giving something new or it's begrum. All is going to be mutter. And it's for a totally different reason. It's because b'makom mitzvah, there was no kavanah saneder. Whereas according to the Ran, there's a totally different mechanics in each sugya. Certain mitzvahs are going to be mutter, certain mitzvahs are going to be usher. It's all dependent on if now I'm giving some hana mechudesh, some sort of new entity, when I'm being mekayim the mitzvah. And that's going to be a running machlokes, really stemming out of the way that they explain our sugya, is now going to affect many of the other sugyas that we mentioned. Yeah, Benji.
I guess it's currently Svara.
Yeah.
By the Rofe case.
Yeah.
Why is the fact that he caused someone else to have a refua, why is that not going to be Hana and Sheva?
Right, so I think the Lushan of the Rashba, I guess that's a clair within refua. You know, how do you, it's an interesting Hakira for doctors. How do you view your job? Are you a constant? Let's switch to dentists. Are you, right, I have an issue. You resolve my issue. Did you resolve my issue? Or did you now, like, give me the ability to function forever? So, I understand you're a little biased that you want to have, you know, look at it like, you changed my life. You know, or you could say, no, I had a chisaron. You remove my chisaron. You put it. The lashon of the Rashba, I think, there is at the he puts the sam into the body, and then memela the mitzvah is done. You're right. You know, it's not a constant, especially if you view that the Rabbeinu Shalom is really, it's not really you. You know, the refuah happens. You put in the ingredients. You do the steps, but then memela Hakadosh Baruch Hu's, once you put in your estadah, so then memela. Everything else comes. I hear the clear, but I don't know. I think it makes sense that the Rashba says to look at the refuah like that, that it's shas maisa of the procedure. Yeah. So what to be chayker in hilchos refuah. Okay. Rabbi said there's a very big problem, a major problem with the whole sugya of pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef. And I wish I had enough time to go into all of the issues, but one major issue is this whole concept of saying Oisik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah in this sugya. This is a kasha. I remember I saw this kasha years ago when I was in my first year in YU. I saw this kasha from the Nesivis, the Beis Yaakov Maseches Ksubis, and it was a bomb kasha. I think this was my first Beis Yitzchak article I wrote on this kasha. The Beis Yaakov asked, the Gemara in Ksubis tells us, and the Gemara in Baba Vasra also tells us, that you're able to be koyfe, you're able to force when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Person doesn't give tzedakah, so Bezdin is a lot of koyfe noisa, Bezdin is a lot of force him to kind of mitzvah of tzedakah. The problem is that when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, the Chazal tell us that you're not allowed to be koyfe on a mitzvah that the schar is said next to the mitzvah in the Torah. Mitzvah shematan schar, ksiva betzida, you're not allowed to be koyfe. So the Taisus asked the Kasha, how could the Gemara say in Ksubas, how could the Gemara say in Baba Basra that they're koyfe on the mitzvah of tzedakah if the Torah grants schar, that you're able to, you're going to be zeichet to things based on the mitzvah of nason titing? So Taisus says it's not shver. Because the mitzvah of tzedakah has lavim. It's not just the mitzvah sesei, it has lavim. Le'sakboitz, es yadcha, le'sa'amitz, es levavecha. You are violating lavim in Parshas Re'eh when you don't give tzedakah. So, comes along the Beis Yaakov, comes along the Nesivis, and he says, so the whole sugya of Pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef is shver. How could the Gemara say that Pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef, a person, is now going to get his schar, a Shomer Aveda is going to get his schar, through what? The fact that he's going to be potter from a mitzvah. How could you ever say to the tour of mitzvah, how could you apply the klal of oisig mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah, by tzedakah, if you're going to violate a lav? Would you ever think that because you're oisig b'mitzvah, right? Let's assume aninus, Rachmana Litzlan, is based on Isaac b'mitzvah, right? Would anyone ever think, they're potter from making brachas, they're potter from doing mitzvahs, putting on tefillin, but would anyone ever think they're going to eat chazer? Would anyone think they could eat treif? How do you apply the din of Isaac mitzvah, potter from mitzvah, to the din of tzedakah? If Tysus is saying you're violating two lavim every time, you don't give tzedakah. It's a pella. So Frekta Nesivas, the whole sugya of Pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef, doesn't make any sense. So that's the Nesivas' kasha. So the Achronim have.
It's only a kasha on Tosfos, no?
Yeah, but I don't think. I don't think there's any chaylik on that Tosfos, you know. And it's really Tosfos is just really pointing out to us psukim, you know, just that when you don't give, you're violated. But I don't think that Tosfos is just applying it to that. He's using that yisod to explain why kfiya works. But I think that's muskim. That there would be a lot. So Mimela, the Kasha Issa, how does our sugya make any sense? How do you ever have the din of Isaac mitzvah potam and a mitzvah when you're going to violate a lot?
Is the Ani putting Opie on his hand?
Oh. So the Imre Bina has a teretz like that. There's a few terutz into these kashas, and each teretz to the kasha, whichever one, is a yisoid. Legabi other sugyas. So When the Nesivis asks such a kasha, it gets like everyone working. It's like an alarm. Gets everyone working. And then they're real yusaydis that are built up by the Achronim on this kasha. So one of them is in Hilchus Tzedakah. So the Imre Bina has a Meyerdike Yusod. The Shach has a chiluk, like Joe is saying, between the din of an Ani, which is important la'alacha, of an Ani that's Nisbayesh Levakesh Parnasaso, an Ani that really it's embarrassing, he doesn't even want to request, and he doesn't go mimakum lamakum. And then there's an Ani that goes from door to door, mimakum lamakum, from mimakum lamakum. So the din is that you have to give de machsar, you have to give his chisaron. That's the Rebina quotes from the Shach, that's by the Ani that doesn't even request. That's so embarrassed he can't even request, then I have to mamish find out how much he needs, and I have to give de machsar. But in Ani Aholich Mimakum Lamakum, that's sticking out his hand, then I can give him Kdei Chayuso. That's what the Shach says. Then I can give him how much he needs to live, you know, and right now, and just a little bit, and then I'm Yotze. So says the Imre Bina, to answer this Kasha the Nesivis, that's the answer. We're talking about a situation where it's not the full din of tzedakah of kedei machzor. And perhaps, says the Imri Bina, that the lav of loisakpoitz and loisahameitz is by the situation where the Torah wants you to give him his whole chisaron. Everything that he needs. He's an ani hamevayish. He won't even come from door to door. And then the Torah says, loisakpoitz, loisahameitz, on that type of ani, the Torah said the lavin. Masha Enkin, just like you don't have the chiyuv to go all the way when it comes to a guy who's oilas mimakom lemakom, he's knocking on the doors, I only have to give a little bit. So Membelo's up there, Mirbina, perhaps, just like the Shach made a chiluk, so perhaps that's our sugya. And then he said, it's meduya ketiv, it's a chap. He says, how do we call this sugya? He says, we call it pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef. Mechet Esi is just a pruta. Who said it's just a pruta? Zochnim Rebino, according to what I'm saying, it's Gevaldi. We're talking about the Oni that's Hoylech, Mimakom Lamakom. We're not talking about the Oni that gets Dei Mechzara. So Memelo, in Hilchus Tztaka, you can understand that this is talking about that Oni. Memelo, you're not going to have Lavim like the Chiluk of the Shach. So it could be an interesting Chiluk of the Imre Bina to explain and to be Medaik in the Lashon of Fruit of the Rebbe Niyas.
Wait, just the Shach?
No. That's the shach is the one that separates legabi the halachas of how much you have to give. The Imre Bina now says, based on that chiluk of the shach, perhaps the lavim only applied to that. Exactly. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The opposite of what Joe's saying. The shach saying the worst one is the guy who stays home. Joe's saying that
right.
The worst one would be the person who goes to your house.
Well, all I heard what Joe is just asking whether or not he had his hand out.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
No,
so according to the way the Mepharish explains it, it's below by the Mesa. I was just wondering if. If the lot applies, if you're walking by Nani versus he's Mavaki.
Oh, he didn't even ask. You're saying, oh, that's what he meant.
Right.
Saying he didn't even ask. Right. So Mamela.
There's no lot. There's a lot apply already.
I don't know if the Mepharish means that he didn't ask. I think the Mepharish means something else. We'll have to get to the Mepharish. I think the Mepharish means it's the Mepharish is explaining Lo Shchiach. Loi shchiach, he's saying it's not shchiach that I'm going to turn him down, but avada he's asking. The mafarish argues on all the other rishonim here. It's good. We're going to have to talk about this mafarish. The mafarish is saying it's loi shchiach that this guy's going to be a stubborn mule. Who the bal the shemer aveda? It's loi shchiach that I'm going to turn down an ani. Which one?
Previous.
Pruta de Rav Yosef. Pruta de Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef. Oisik mitzvah patim and mitzvah. V'loi boi lemesa blei pruta l'aniya. B'shvil otzi.
What's the scenario of the ani?
V'loi boi lemesa blei pruta l'aniya. B'shvil otzi mitzvah shemekayim. Where do you see anything that the ani didn't have? He doesn't have to. And then the chiddush of the next one is pruta de Rav Yosef l'aniya shchiyach. I mean, it's the guy, I'm leaving him hanging. The guy's asking. Right? Happens to be that Mepharish is against the Ran. The Ran learned the Loi Shchiach means I'm not going to bump into an Oni. No one's going to ever ask. That's the Poshup Shad in the Sugya. The Mepharish flipped the Gemara in his hands and said, no, it's Loi Shchiach that I'm not going to give the Oni. Well, we'll get back to that Mepharish. But the Poshup Shad in the Sugya is not like that. So Rabbi Say, there is a chiddush of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, and this comes up in a few different sugis. But mikoyach this kasher, Rabbi Chanan was mechadish the following chiddush: the din of oisik b'mitzvah poter min amitzvah. And what we're assuming that means that you're not obligated to do other mitzvahs. Perhaps Zokter Rabbi Chanan, a big chiddush. Perhaps one could suggest a different shot. Perhaps oisik b'mitzvah poter min amitzvah means you're poter from actively being involved in other obligations. And the Torah is telling you what? You could be sheval taisa. You're allowed to be sheval taisa when it comes to other chiyuvim. It's not a chiluk of mitzvahs versus isurim, but rather, you don't have to get involved actively legabe other dinim. And therefore, legabe isurim, most isurim that are kumva esse, I'm not allowed to. And legabe other chiyuvim, I could be sheyev al taisan. So what happens if I have a lav that I can now just violate b'sheyev al taisan? Like what? Like tzedakah. I'm not actively going against the Torah. I'm violating the law of b'shei v'al taisa. Perhaps that is included in the heter of oisik mitzvah potam and ha-mitzvah. There is a, this chiddush exists in a few places in Shas. The din that you're mechuyev to give kol mamono. The halacha is, Yipaskin the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says, that if I have to violate a law, I have to give all my money. So I asked this kasha in the WhatsApp group over the summer. An ani comes to your door, says, I have a $300,000 surgery. So I asked everyone, why don't they have to empty out their bank account? It's a lav. The Ramah says, kol mamono. 1 + 1 = 2. Empty out your bank account. What's the reason? The Rav Vosner asks his kasha. It's a bomb kasha. You know, like, you really have to think about that. Like, okay, he has a chiyuv, he has... So one of the answers is that, no, it's exactly like this chiluk of Rabbi Chan. The Chavis Yor has like this, that when the Ramos said that the chiyuv of kol mamono is by lavim, he didn't mean lavim versus mitzvahs essay. He meant active kumva essay versus sheiv al tase. So if I have a lav that I violate b'sheiv al tase, the gedin is not going to be kol mamono, it's going to be chaymish, like mitzvahs. That's going to be the regular din of mitzvah sese. You have such a chakir in other sugis also, but yesh kachom lakdor v'mitar b'shev al tasa. I don't want to get too off track. But says Rabbi Chanan, perhaps that's the answer to this sugi also. Yeah, it's a lav. But the lav is b'shev al tasa. So memela, isik mitzvah potam and a mitzvah would be able to be fulfilled over here. But my favorite answer is the answer of the Or Sameach. And it's the answer, Rabbi Chanan brings this down also, it's a big yusuf. And it goes like this. The Ramban asks Akasha in Kiddushin. The Gemara says that all the mitzvahs that are Ein Hazman Groma, Noshim, are Chayavos. Non-time-bound mitzvahs, Noshim are Chayavos. So the Gemara says, Kegoin Makeh. Like the mitzvah of Makeh. The mitzvah of putting up a fence. Asisa Makeh Lagagech. So ask the Ramban, what? Well, sisa makel agecha. The Torah says when it comes to makel, loisosim domim bebeisecha. There's a lav when it comes to the din of makel. Of course, women are obligated. The Gemara tells us hishva kosev ishle ishle cholon shechem b'torah. Any lav, a woman is chayav just like a man is chayav. So what do I need a sugi and kiddushin to tell me? Mitzvah asay shelo asman groma nashim are chayavos. Because why? Because it's not a time-bound mitzvah. No, it's because there's a lav. Zok der Ramban a geshmakavar. He says certain times the Torah introduced a lav, and the lav is just there to be mechazik the essay. So really, in the Torah, it's nidon like this is a mitzvah essay. And there's like a footnote, there's a sniff, there's a supporter of a lav kedei lechazik as a essay. The Ramban says when it comes to the mitzvah of makeh, that's the nature of the lavim of lo sasim dam beisech. And memela, according to that, you wouldn't have to spend all your money when it comes to the lav of makeh. You would only have to spend chaymish because it's dino ke'ese. It's dino ke'ese. You could have a lav that's now... It's an adjunct to the mitzvah's essay. Memela zokter b'chonin zokter sameach. That's the yisoy by Pritzah de Rabbeinu Yosef. Also, there is a lav over here. Tosfos says you're allowed to be koyfa because there's a lav. But how is it categorized in the Torah? What's the nature of this din? Is it a mitzvah's essay and the lav is nigra afterwards just to be mechazik as a essay? So memela, then you could apply the din of oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. And ignore the lav, because it's not really dino kalav, zok the Ramban. It's dino ka
essen. That's not answer the question of the guy who comes from $300,000 to the operation. It's not really. No? That's not the answer to that?
No, I'll tell you why. Because Rav Vosner's kasha was on lo samen al dam reech, not stucco. He's asking on a totally independent isser. I see a guy drowning, he's dying, I have a separate independent lav. So how come I don't have to spend the whole money? So that's the kasha. Either you say the vard of Sheval Tase, or you have to say like Rav Ozner. Rav Ozner had a chiddush that he was mechadesh, that any mitzvah that's equally incumbent on the entire tzibur, and he could have gone to Noah's house before he came to my house, and he can go to anyone, he thinks that the whole chiyuv is not mutal on you. It's a chiddush. Chiddush, mamish, yesh me'ayin, he makes this chiddush. That kol mamono doesn't apply on such a mitzvah. That he could have gone to anyone, it wasn't directed specifically to me. Even though, if I was there, and he was drowning, and I was the only one around, I have a violation, lo samad adam reyach, if I don't save him. So, but he thinks that if he could have come, then that's the answer. So even if you don't accept the site of the achronim of Sheva al Taisa versus Kumba Esse, you could be miyashiv the teretz where Vosner says of losamun adam reyach in a different way. But in terms of our mitzvah, in terms of tztaka, you have to suggest one of these yisaidis legabe all of these sugyas just to explain our sugya of pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef. Just to get it off the ground. Okay, it's late. There's more to talk about Prutah d'Rabbeinu Yosef, because I'd like to really speak about this maybe perhaps next week. Maybe we'll do it special for Purim. But Rabbi say this is really the sugya that really affects a lot of the sugyas of Isaac Mitzvah Patur Mena Mitzvah. And there's a lot of halacha l'maaseh nafkaminas that apply to our lives. So Mirtz Hashem, we'll get back to it hopefully next week.